the lions at the Fitzwilliam Museum, celebrating 200 years. Since the very early years of the Fitzwilliam Museum's existence in the Victorian era, four stone lions have been positioned outside the museum, two at the north steps and two at the south steps. In 2016, the Fitzwilliam Museum celebrated 200 years since Richard, the 7th Viscount Fitzwilliam of Merion, gave enough money to build a museum to house his library and art collection for the University of Cambridge. His aim was to further the increase of learning and other great objects of that noble foundation. It's free to go in, so pop inside and dip into past worlds via the collections of coins and medals, arms and armour, glass and ceramics, paintings and much, much more. Life moved much more slowly in pre-Victorian times, and although Viscount Fitzwilliam made his donation in 1816, it still took more than 20 years until the Vice-Chancellor laid the foundation stone of the Fitzwilliam Museum below where the Northern Lions now rest, and the building could begin. In that same year, 1837, the year Queen Victoria started her reign, the sculptor William Grinsell Nicol became involved in work carving decorative details on the Corinthian columns and the decorative aspects of the façade at the front of the building. But then, in 1839, he sculpted the four iconic lions that guard the south and north steps to the Fitzwilliam Museum's portico entrance. Do you know, there's a legend that at night, the lions come alive and wander the streets. I've written a poem celebrating the secret life of the four stone lions here at the Fitz. Those words also feature in a short film about Cambridge and a song. Go to the website to enjoy them, but not before you've experienced the glories within the museum itself.